Public employee union members in Montana and across the country have their eyes on the Supreme Court today. Justices will hear Illinois employee Mark Janis' case against AFSCME over so-called fair share fees paid by non-union members to unions for their representation in matters such as collective bargaining. If the court sides with Janis, he'll still get representation but won't have to pay for it. It could also deliver a big hit to public sector unions' coffers. Eric Fever is president of MEA-MFT, Montana's largest public employee union. He says public schools could be at risk if AFSCME loses this case.
I would worry about the future of public education in America, as I would worry about it right here in Montana, because there are folks that see us as a primary obstacle to the privatization of public education. So I see the agenda. I get what's going on, but we're going to put up quite a fight.
Supporters of Janis say he shouldn't have to pay fair share fees on First Amendment grounds. 28 states are known as right to work, meaning people who are covered under public employee contracts don't have to pay the fair share fee for representation. Montana is not among them, although that could end if the justices side with Janis. With calls to arm teachers since the shooting at a Florida high school, Fever says there may be another reason to fear the demise of unions for those that don't believe guns should be on school campuses. He says MEA-MFT has been a staunch opponent of firearms in schools at the legislative and executive levels in Montana.
Kill MEA-MFT and maybe you in fact have just now armed up schools in Montana. I see these things directly related.
Fever says this case is part of a long fight to weaken unions across the country. He says there's no question less money will hurt their operations, but it's not going to stop them.
Those who think that Janis by itself is going to kill MEA-MFT or other public sector unions in Montana, I think are going to be sorely unhappy about the result.
In a similar 2016 case, justices ended in a 4-4 deadlock over the fate of fair share fees. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.